If we listen to the readings of today's Mass, we can easily find one of the main themes. One of the main themes. What can it be? Repentance. Repentance. We see how the prophet Jonah, from the first reading, preached repentance to the pagan city of Nineveh and met with an immediate and wholehearted response. And to this gospel, Jesus began his public ministry with the call, repent, believe in the gospel. As a matter of fact, when you come to Ash Wednesday, you hear two versions of the words. When you see the ashes, one of the words is repent, believe in the gospel. So let's talk about repentance. Who was this called to repentance director? Who is the one? Perhaps the immediate thought in our mind will be sinners, people who are not living in a moral life according to God's commandments. That's our initial thought, normally. Correct, but partially correct. While it was directed to sinners in the first place, sure, it is in fact directed at everyone, even the good one. Certainly, people who are not following God's will should focus on today's words of Jesus, especially repent, believe the gospel. But if you pay attention to the gospels, you can find that Jesus had more trouble with good people than with sinners. Think of Pharisees and Sadducees. They vigorously followed the Ten Commandments and any laws coming from the commandments. They appeared to be good people. As a matter of fact, they were considered as the heroes, religious heroes, among the people in Israel because they maintained their identity as a people of God. So they at least considered to be good people. Yet, and Jesus had a difficult time with them. Why did Jesus have more trouble with the good people than with the sinners then? The hardest people of all to convert are the good people, because they don't see any need of conversion. They feel okay to live as it is. They have already settled down, so to speak. It is hard enough to get those who are ill to go to see a doctor, but try getting those who are convinced that they are well to go. Sinners who openly admitted they were sinners did not cause Jesus the same trouble. To answer the call to repentance, one must feel dissatisfaction with oneself and have a longing for something better. There must be a sense that something is wrong, or at least that something is missing. The conversion experience begins with the realization that we are not what we could and should be. Let me repeat that. This conversion experience begins with the realization that we are not what we could and should be. This realization is the first stage of a process, the very first step of a journey. Is it easy to even take the first step of repentance? Not at all, right? Unless God's grace is pouring down upon us. So why is it so difficult to do so? Because to take on board to call to repentance demands openness of heart. Something's bothering me. I don't know what it is, but something bothers me. Openness to heart, honest the fact that one needs to be changed. Yeah, you know what? Something's missing. I gotta be changed. I have to work on that. Third one, humility to accept this demand. Yeah, I need help. I really need to do something about it. And above all, the courage to put an end to self-deception. I'm okay. No, I'm okay. Nope. And confront the painful reality. Courage to admit one's guilt, ask for forgiveness, and resolve to change. No wonder why it's difficult. Openness of heart, honesty, humility, and courage. Many people, especially the good people, can become so set in their ways that it's almost impossible to move them. They don't see one of these. Some people can see a better future by reorienting the way that God asked to live. Still will not move. They realize that this future, beautiful future, cannot be achieved in the twinkling of an eye or by means of magic wand. They realize that the road forward will be long and process slow and painful. Oh, this might not work. I cannot overcome this. Oh, this is too hard. These voices hindered our will to be changed. And this is why some people opt to stay as they are. The reason why taking the first step of repentance, especially people who believe that they are good, is difficult because it requires openness, honesty, humility, and courage all together. In addition to that, another difficult aspect of repentance is this. When you hear the word of repentance, what's our normal reaction in our hearts? What's our first normal reaction in our hearts? Repentance. Well, repentance. Ay, ay, ay. Isn't it? Let's be honest. That's our normal reaction. Repentance is often presented as a harsh, negative, and sad thing. As if it merely consists in feeling guilty about one's sins and doing penance for them. That's our normal idea, normal perception of repentance. On the contrary, repentance is a very positive thing. True, to repent is to admit that all is not well with oneself. But it is also to discover something wonderful about oneself, namely that one has potentialities which one did not know one that had. It means acquiring the new vision, taking a new direction, setting oneself more worthwhile goals, leading by better values. When I was at San Marcos, my second assignment, I had a privilege to help one young man who struggled with a sin of self-abuse. It became a habitual sin for him, but he wanted to get better. It was a long journey, I'm going to be honest with you. Many times he was discouraged. Many times he said, "This is too hard, and I just want to be as I was." Yet he faithfully walked day by day. He faithfully took the steps of repentance. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, his faith was changed. He became more free. He realized that he's not a slave of this particular habitual sin. Rather, he became the precious child of God, recognizing his true identity. His face was truly changed. Eventually, he got free. He got free. And he lived as a world, the child of God lived as the person of freedom. In a word, it opens the way to a new life. Understood like this, repentance is actually exciting and always leads to joy. Okay, I got it, Father, but I still struggle to take the first step. What should I do to get motivated? Ah, good question. So, the answer of that question is very simple, actually very easy. The Word of God. Word of God. As I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, we celebrate the week of the Word of God, Dei Verbum, as Pope Francis declared. So, if you want to take the motivation, if you want to somehow need to get the motivation to take the first step of repentance, here's the one that I'm going to suggest to you through the Word of God. Do not read it word by word, rather more like a skim this. Read the four Gospels. Rather, we just go through the four Gospels. Any Gospels, fine. Or you can go through the four Gospels. And you go through the Gospel where sinners encountered Jesus. You read through the Gospel and say, huh, there's a sinner talking with Jesus, interacting with Jesus. Find one of those passages or Gospels. Several Gospels are fine. And pay attention. Pay attention to what the people, the sinners, said or asked to Jesus. What are they saying? What he or she saying to Jesus? What's the very initial conversation with Jesus? Then look closely at the response and action of Jesus. How does Jesus respond to that? How? What's the action? Pay attention to the details. How Jesus was responding to that. What happened after that? What is their reaction? What's their response? What happens right after that? You see, the Word of God is not just a printed word. It's living words in our heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus, the way that Jesus interacted with the sinners might touch your heart. And you might be able to get the motivation from these interactions. Again, Word of God. All right, I know. This one more like many times when I lead a retreat, it's worthwhile, almost like a 1 hour worthwhile talk. I summarize in 15 minutes, right? So let's summarize this. I know, otherwise, when you leave the parish, the church, I say, his homily was okay, but what did he say? You might forget that. Let's summarize this. Calling to repent is not just for sinners, but for all of us, especially the good one. Even people who feel not necessary to repent should think about that. Oh, but it's difficult, since it requires so many virtues, openness of heart, honest, humility, and courage. Wow! In addition to that, we always associate repentance with a negative feeling. But in fact, it is action toward positiveness. It's a good thing. It will give us a new way of life. And then how do we begin with that? How do we get the motivation for that? Aha! The Word of God, especially Gospels, the Word of Jesus, the encountering Jesus. In the Gospel, Jesus forgive all these sinners. The interaction with the sinners, pay attention to that. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. That's it, huh? I could say that one and finish the homily soon, it's shorter. But my brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming to you and me anyway, through the Eucharistic species, but you all know that. Jesus comes to you and me, whether we are ready or not, whether we are worthy or not, He comes to us anyway. So when we receive Jesus today, when we encounter God in our heart, mind, and soul, when Jesus comes to us here, let us ask Jesus to enlighten our heart, mind, and soul, an area where we need to be repentant. And ask Jesus to give us that motivation to take the first step of the repentance, which will lead us the conversion in our heart. Repent, believe in the gospel. Repent, believe in the gospel. Now you know why Jesus said the very first public ministry, when he begins very first perfect public ministry, we know why Jesus begins his public ministry saying, repent, believe in the gospel.